via remote. I'm Marissa Milton. Funeral services were held in Afghanistan Saturday for victims of Friday's suicide bomb attack on a Shiite mosque in the southern city of Kandahar that killed at least 47 people and wounded more than 70. Islamic State's Amaq news agency said late Friday that two of its members fatally shot security guards at the entrance to the mosque before blowing themselves up inside with hundreds of worshippers present. Taliban officials vowed to bolster security at Shiite mosques Saturday. Meanwhile, hundreds gathered as the victims were buried by their families. United Nations Secretary General spokesman Stefan Dujarric described the attack in a statement Friday as despicable and said the attackers must be brought to justice. It is the second consecutive week an attack occurred at a Shiite mosque and was claimed by the Islamic State. 46 people were killed in an October 9th attack on a mosque in northern Afghanistan. The attacks are fueling concerns that IS, which is an adversary of the Taliban as well as the West, is enlarging its base in Afghanistan since the withdrawal of U.S. and allied troops from the country in August. Britain's interior minister has ordered an immediate review of the security arrangements for the country's lawmakers following the killing Friday of Conservative Member of Parliament David Amos. He was stabbed multiple times in a suspected Islamist terror attack during an open meeting with constituents in Lee-on-Sea, Essex, some 65 kilometers east of London. On Friday, Amos was 69. He was the second British MP to have been murdered in the past 5 years. His death has prompted nationwide horror and outrage. This is VOA News. French Prime Minister Jean Castex paid tribute on Saturday to history teacher Samuel Paty a year after he was murdered by an Islamic radical, saying France would stand up for its values of secularism and freedom. Paty's attacker, a teenager of Chechen origin, had wanted to avenge the teacher's use of cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad in a class for 13-year-olds on freedom of expression. Muslims see any depiction of the Prophet as blasphemous. In Norway on Saturday, the country announced it will hold an independent investigation into the actions of police and security agencies following a bow and arrow attack that killed 5 people and injured 3 others in Kongsberg on Wednesday. Police have been criticized for reacting too slowly to contain the massacre, acknowledging the 5 deaths took place after police first encountered the attacker. The U.S. space agency NASA launched a craft on Saturday to boldly go to a part of space never visited before, the asteroids of Jupiter. The spacecraft Lucy lifted off before dawn Saturday from Cape Canaveral, Florida. It's embarking on a 12-year mission, during which it will travel more than 6 billion kilometers. Lucy aims to fly near 7 of Jupiter's Trojan asteroids. Thousands of asteroids surround the giant planet. The asteroids are believed to be artifacts from when the solar system was formed, and scientists hope that by studying them, they can better understand how the solar system evolved. Lucy is named for the fossilized remains of an early human discovered in Ethiopia in 1974. The fossilized Lucy was in turn named for the 1967 Beatles song, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. An Iranian appeals court has upheld a verdict sentencing an Iranian-British woman long held in Tehran to another year in prison, according to her lawyer on Saturday. Nazanin Zaghari Ratcliffe has already served a 5-year prison sentence in the Islamic Republic. Her lawyer told the Associated Press that the appeals court upheld a verdict issued earlier this year, sentencing her to another year. In April, she was sentenced for allegedly spreading propaganda against the system when she participated in a protest in front of the Iranian embassy in London in 2009. Amazon's audiobook service Audible said Friday it removed its app for reading the Quran and the Bible from the Apple Store in mainland China because of government permit requirements. Other Quran and Bible app developers also said their apps were removed from the store at the government's request. This year alone, China has taken greater control of algorithms that tech companies use to customize